Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all, it's the Black Male Show. The Black Activist is here. Another Stand on the Media production. We thank you for taking the time to check out with us. We're dealing with a little bit of technical difficulties. I don't even know if you all can hear me right this very second. But we're going to keep it moving as we always do. Very excited that you guys have decided to bless us with your presence on today. We're really looking forward to the show that we've put together for you guys. And I think you guys are really going to be happy with what we have for you. If you didn't read our description, here it is. Black girl magic can be dangerous. What is the very cause of Sandra Bland's murder? It is a direct factor in the ways suspect women experience. It is also the reason America seeks to kill the children of black mothers. Do you know how to bring our girls back? Do not be dismayed by the glory of the black woman. She is and will always be a supernatural force. So tonight, we're going to talk about the danger of black girl magic. It's more than a hashtag. It's an entire movement. You are going to get the message from your black family. And we want to welcome, we have a new member to our black family, the black lawyer. But before we do that or thank our sponsors or anything else, this is not going to be the Black Male Show. We do not take a minute to give a moment of silence for Fife. You on point? Fife? All the time. Respect.
Do I love you? Do I look to you? Am I a sinner because I do the two? Can you let me know right now, please? Benita Applebaum.
Authority. Crazy prophylactics. So far, I hope you like rap songs. Benita Applebaum, you gotta put me on.
Benita Applebaum, you gotta put me on. Benita Applebaum, I said you gotta put me on. Benita Applebaum, you gotta put me on. Benita Applebaum, I said you gotta put me on. Benita Applebaum, you gotta put me on. Benita Applebaum, I said you gotta put me on. Benita Applebaum, you gotta put me on. Benita, Benita, Benita.
Thank you.
y'all wasn't ready. He wasn't ready at all. We had to give Fife his love. He owned that. That was Benito Applebaum from Tribe Called Quest. Again, you are listening to the Black Male Show. We're talking about when black girls get dangerous. And we want to thank our sponsors who make sure that we can consistently do what we do every Wednesday at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Pacific, not specific, depending on where you are. We're here for you. So first and foremost, we are a Stand. I'm Not Media production. Stand I'm Not Media is a diversified media brand. We make sure that those who are self-identified, socially conscious, and progressive have a place to show where they stand, period. We're also definitely thankful for E for Eve Online, who has been rocking with the brand for a very, very, very long time. E for Eve Online is premier dating for lesbians who are looking for something better than those other folks. I can't say their name because then they could sue us. And then that would also be free advertising name pay for. So check out E for Eve Online at EVE, the number 4, EVE Online, Facebook, Twitter, and their website is being reconstructed to give you everything you need. Be on the lookout for that. If you want a hint for when it'll be revealed, it's something you'll be very proud of. Moving right along, we also want to thank the Lifestyle Power Players, a 501c7 organization, LGBTQI people of purpose, and professionals, either or both. You get me? We're very thankful. And if you are interested in sponsoring any of the shows that Stand Omni Media produces, check out. We will take your inquiry at wheredoyoustand.com. That's WHERDO, the letter U, stand.com. Yes, that website is fire. We're thankful for you. We love you. The squad is here. The squad is here. Black Mother, you there? Black Mother. Maybe she was busy mothering. Much love to the Black Dancer. We see you in the building. How you doing on tonight?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Good.
Happy.
Hey, baby.
Black Rev trying to get here, but the devil busy.
Rev didn't have the right number. I squared her away.
Or we could three-way call her. We could three-way call her. That's possible.
I'm with it. Somebody do it.
The Rev say is finally working. Oh, look at God. Look at God. Ask you shall
mama. Hey, man, listen, the struggle is real right now.
Come on, church. What would Jesus do? And listen, we all here and excited and ready to welcome. Y'all ain't ready for this new guest. Black lawyer, tell these motherfuckers, hello.
What's up? Hey.
What's going on?
Somebody asked me. This one of the listeners of our show said, where do these aliases come from? How do you identify each other? Where does this shit come from? Is the Black activist really an activist? Does the Black Mother really have what church is the Reverend preaching at? They aliases for a reason.
Yeah, they're aliases for a reason, truth. Lord Jesus.
You feel we ain't scared, we cautious and mindful. Just know that. We mindful.
Absolutely. Because I won't be talking on here like I'm talking when I'm in court. Come on.
It is not the present, okay? I'm just saying. So, Black lawyer, you get the same question. Are you really somebody's fuck lawyer?
I am actually a lawyer, yes, indeed.
Look at y'all.
And I'm Black, so there's that. Yes.
Come on,
yes.
Y'all wasn't ready for that Benita Applebaum, was you? Took you somewhere, didn't I?
It did. I knew it.
Had me digging for my Daisy boots. So look, before we get into today's topic, right? What's on your heart? What's on your heart is when you just take a minute and talk about some bullshit or some positive shit that you have seen over the course of this week. I got some shit on my heart that I need to share with my Black people. And if y'all got some y'all want to share, this is the family meeting. This is what we do, y'all. I know I've said it before, but if you want to host your own show, Stand Omni Media may be willing to negotiate that with you. So it's okay if you agree with me. I need to understand how it is that y'all don't understand that by not voting at all, This is how Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton winning.
Absolutely.
Not voting at all is not doing shit, but helping the adversary. That's voting for the adversary. This is what you are actively doing. So I don't know if somebody told you it was cute. They don't do politics. Yes, you do because you live in America. So either you do politics or you get done by politics. That is what the fuck I have to say to y'all on tonight. I don't have no SAT word. I don't have no article I want to talk about. I don't have nothing. I'm having a good week. Remy Martin came back out with another song. I'm feeling good. Conceited is my black Negro anthem. I fuck what you say. It was almost on tonight's playlist. Come on, y'all. For the black women on the show, when you hit conceited, when you out and about, you don't automatically feel good as hell. It don't matter what you have on. That's why they laughing. I'm just saying. So that's what's on my heart. So do any of you all have anything that you want to put out there that's on your heart tonight before we dive into when Black Girl Magic gets the anchor?
Hmm. Let me see. Not voting. You already said that. It's been irritating my spirit.
I'll piggyback on the voting thing real quick. It's like I've been in a lot of discussion with progressive black people who are conscious on paper and on panels, but I don't see them anywhere else.
Oh.
So, you know, like the whole election cycle, it has kind of like has me at a 10 right now because I'm like, you're writing all these op-eds and you're teaching here in academia, but I don't see you at anybody's homeless shelter. I don't see you in the community. I don't see you anywhere else, but I know you guys are giving each other awards for saying you're doing all this great work, but I don't see you wiping tears or attending funerals or helping plan funerals or standing on the line, but you're standing behind your desk 24/7, and that's who we run to for opinions on why we vote certain ways for black people, especially these panels on CNN and MSNBC. It's like, guys, she ain't been to a meeting in years since she graduated.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, sooner or later, are we going to be, like, are real activists are going to take over the movement, or are we going to continue to let figureheads do what they do, and we act as if.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and actually, when you say activism evaporated.
Yeah. When you say activism, there's a way to for everybody to get involved in activism, and the way that I get involved is a little bit different. I usually volunteer for a voting rights hotline every year during primaries and especially on election day in many states. I'm actually really upset that I did not volunteer on the day that Arizona had the primaries because that is the state that we have the most problems out of as far as, you know, the denial of voting rights, especially for a lot of Latino voters.
Yeah.
That's where I get most of my calls from. And usually, actually, I speak Spanish also, so I usually work the Spanish hotline. And some of the calls that I've had to take over the years have been you wouldn't even believe some of the things that a lot of these right wing people do to prevent people from voting, and they've actually been successful in a lot of states, and you know, Florida and Arizona I get a lot of problems from, but that is where my activism is. I make sure that, I mean, it's a nonpartisan group, but I just make sure that every year at least 3-4 times during election season I go there to, you know, help people who don't understand the rights, make sure people are registered to vote. Everybody can get involved, but what I hate is people sitting behind their Twitter accounts and telling everybody else what to do, and that's all they do.
Come on.
Yes.
Well,
I thought we only had a reverend
with,
here, but everybody's
with
ushering
the,
in
the
word. Come on, Jesus.
I'm just saying.
I struggle with it, with the voting that we begin to heighten it on election years. And when I say election years, I mean for presidential elections. But we completely ignore, you know, the biennial local elections that actually make the biggest differences in our communities. And I'm not even certain that we do the research on the people that are running for state representatives, who are running for judicial councils, who are running for, you know, House in our local areas, so that we know who's going to be speaking for us. And so the one thing I suggest to people is that to become invested in your local politics if you're going to vote, because I don't even know who's on my electoral college, and I don't trust them anyway. So you know, when it comes down to the presidential election, I think it's cute that we get to vote and we get to figure out, you know, who's going to be in the lead for the primaries and all of that. But at the end of the day, I feel like that vote really ain't ours, because the Electoral College vote is the one who actually goes through to push the presidency into office, whoever that's going to be. So please become invested in your local politics and the things that matter. We had a vote here in my locale, which is actually in Arkansas, to be able to add 25 cents on the taxes to be able to have a centralized bus system. So the bus system that we have right now is very ineffective. It don't go by zip code. It don't go by neighborhood. They run wherever the fuck they feel like. And if you're not catching a bus on the main street, like, you're still walking for very long distances. And then it stops at 8 o'clock. So if you're not where you need to be by 8 o'clock, it don't matter anyway. We do not have a rail system or a train system. And so it's very ineffective. But there wasn't enough people to go out and vote yes that we're willing to pay a tax to be able to have this. And I work with the homeless and a lot of disenfranchised populations who are heavily dependent on the bus systems, as ineffective as they are. So it would have been a great help to the population that I serve, but it's just like, bruh, you know, didn't enough people go out and vote, but weren't enough people informed about it to be able to vote anyway. So you got Negroes at the poll talking about, oh, they're just trying to get more money out of us. They're not really going to build a bus system. And it's just like, listen, you know, the ignorance that's associated with it. So please get educated. Please use your rights. If for no other reason that black folk fought and died for the right so that you would be able to. If it ain't number paying homage to the ancestors, that's enough for us. You know, so I just want to put that out there.
We're going to take a break. We're giving them a lot. And some folks be new listeners. If you a new listener, you hear now, it's the Black Male Show. Tell a friend, bring a friend. This shit is real. Support us. We're going to get into our next song. If you do not listen to the Black Male Show, then you are not hip to the fact that all of our music is relevant to our topic. All of these songs are about black girl magic. And I don't mean no harm, but this is one of my favorites. Shout out to those who got their own. Yes.
Dedication to the independent woman, to the one working hard for hers. This is just my way of letting you know I see you, baby. And I brought a friend along to help me show my appreciation the right way. Ladies, Mr. Jamie Foxx. Mr. Foxx, ladies.
I love her cause she got her own. She don't need mine, just to leave mine alone.
She worked for it, good life, made for it. She looking for her from. I love her cause she got her own. She got her own.
Gotta love that though. Low slow. Can't say no to baby. Hey, don't make me laugh, boo. Never did that bad to make you even have to. But even if I had to, ask my better half to, you be more than glad to. When I do that math, boo, you always try to add to. I need someone who ride for me, not someone who ride for free. She said, boy, I don't just ride, she'll pull up beside of me. I had to ask her what she doing in that caddy. She said, cause you my baby, I be stunting like my daddy. And there's not many who catch my eye. We both wearing Gucci, she match my fly. And that's why I'm supposed to keep her closer, right by the side. Toaster in the holster, and now she with Loso. Chase, you didn't know so. You could save your money, dog. Shorty getting dope, so. What she care with his calls? You could call her Miss Boss. I got it backwards, crisscross. Shorty got her own.
I love it when she got her own. That's that black girl mad in it. She got her own.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. That song, let me tell you what y'all don't know about that song. And you learning to hear on the black male show and the black male activist. This song was written to the black mother. He wasn't really talking about his girlfriend. He was talking about his baby mama. How she make a way out of no way when ain't no child support paid. That's what that is.
Boom.
Okay. Fuck me. I ain't shit. I ain't never been shit. I ain't never been shit the whole relationship. But she got home. Come on. And then Fabulous was like, nah, this fucked up. Let me get on the remix and fix it. Because you don't need everybody knowing our business. She said, I don't do that bad thing to make her happy. Not me. These other broke niggas is broke right here. But yeah, that's what that song is about. But back
y'all thought
to
it was about me buying my house.
Us in this conversation around when black girl magic gets dangerous. I've been seeing the emergence of the term black girl magic. It's a hashtag, it's a hoodie, and if you got one, mail me one. I need that.
I'm wearing mine now.
Okay. So for me, it's problematic because they make it like it's this special sauce that they give us and we got. Not that we were born awesome and taught you every fucking thing you know from the beginning. I was reading a document this week in Egypt. The folks in Egypt, black people, not Elizabeth Taylor, know your shit. We discovered the color blue. We were the first people to have a word or language for the color blue. Black folks. Why is it that the black woman is so dangerous? Why is she only paid when you decide to give her a job? Why is she among the folks getting killed? Shout out to Flynn. So many others. I just want to have a real conversation and a real dialogue about what intimidates you of the black goddess. Why? And we have nothing but black goddesses and, of course, our black dancer, our one male on the show. What is it that makes these motherfuckers feel some kind of way about the black woman? Specifically Michelle Obama. Specifically Sasha Obama. Specifically Malia Obama. Sasha and Malia haven't even stepped into that. What we do to these people? We ain't do nothing but feed their babies. And they brought us over here. Please, help me. Help me.
I think you hit the nail on the head, Al, from a male perspective. I think in America, we need to realize that the black female has created America. It's been the birth mother to what we eat. It has been the birth mother to making sure these white kids learn how to read. It's been the birth mother to make sure that she raises these kids. On top of birthing the men who built America, the black men who were enslaved, and she's been the birth mother and the nurturer of the entire country. And when you empower her, you realize that she has more power and has done more for America than any white person will ever do for America. She is America. The black woman is alive, and America is alive because of her. Without her, there would be no America. And we need to realize that she's the nurturer for us, and she's the nurturer for America. She's been our maid. She's been our cook. She's been our teacher. She's been our choir director. She's been our person running us back and forth to the field when we were sick and still giving birth all at the same time. So I think now we realize the power that black women have, and that scares white people. I don't mean to say it like that. That might offend some people, but it's the truth.
Oh, yeah.
We don't give a fuck about offending people.
Yeah. So, you know, like they're always telling black women the black bitch syndrome, but like, why is she a black bitch? Because she's powerful, because she's educated, especially Michelle Obama, the way they've done her. She's the most educated first lady we've ever had. Hillary Clinton didn't have the same type of graduate degree that Michelle Obama had while being in office. So we need to take note of that. And she's had more ridicule and been called more names than any first lady ever. So why, you know, and then Sasha and Malia are going to be some powerful women. I just hope everybody's ready.
They're not ready at all. I wanted to throw up somebody else in this conversation because folks are like, y'all talk about a lot of politics and shit. That's cool. We love you too. I want to know, why does everybody have a problem with K. Michelle? Somebody came to me and said, you are offending K. Michelle. That's exactly what they said to me. And this came from a dialogue, if you haven't known, if you're not a part of, like, the Blossom, Shade Room, Breakfast Club world. Angela Yee, who is the only female co-host on the Breakfast Club, the largest morning black radio show for our, you know, for like young adults and adults, got into it with K. Michelle. And K. Michelle went on to talk about how, as a woman, you know that supporting, co-signing, and trying to instigate an issue about men regarding me sexually is a problem, particularly the day when my album is about to come out. Why folk got such a problem with K. Michelle? Now, I'm going to invite y'all to look at that art interview. We're going to share it so you see it on our pages, Facebook, Twitter, Black Male Show, Get Affiliated. But, like, why don't folk like K. Michelle? I think it's because she keep it all the way real. She don't censor herself. She doesn't dilute. She remind me of like that auntie that you just got a high Hennessy from every once in a while. But like, am I the only person who's just wondering why is this honesty of black women problematic like this? Anybody?
Where y'all at? I love K. Michelle. Especially when she first came out and everybody was calling her a liar for talking about her truth to being beat up by the man. Oftentimes, K. Michelle goes against the grain of speaking out. Most black women have been conditioned to that whole what happens in the house stays in the house. And K. Michelle has bucked that entire mentality in being on TV. She's really, really vocal about her truth, and sometimes too vocal for some people who would wish that she would deal with some of her things secretly, which has been detrimental to the black community, period. But that's why a lot of black females don't like K. Michelle. They think that she's too open and verbal about everything that goes on.
Oh, no, I was just saying that, you know, when she got on the whole, you know, reality TV thing, I think she created a reputation for herself as a liar, unfortunately. And I think what we see now is the reinvention. of herself.
The reinvention? I'm just not a fan of hers in general.
The reinvention.
This is the third version of it. So, yeah. Okay.
And the very first one was, I really think, probably the worst one, because she was building her name on the scandal of a black man, you know, the lies of a scandal of a black man at that, you know. So when you look at the necessity that we have to come together, number one, then we look at the issues that we have in our community, number two, how bad they are, and then you look at the exploit of that for fame.
Mm-hmm. But she didn't lie. The court found this man guilty. She had proof and witnesses showed up and testified against this motherfucker.
My whole thing is she's a musician. I'm into music. I don't care anything about her person.
I'm a survivor of domestic violence, and I am a full believer that if I was to really full throttle let people know the shit I've been through, folks would be like, but hold on, black activists, you'll punch a nigga in their face quick and knock him out. I think the same goes for her. She just said other day in the same interview I just referenced, we will share it, that I am too outspoken and I appear to be too strong to be a victim at any time. And here's the other thing. Why do we think victim blaming is fucking okay? Why is that okay?
It's not okay, but it doesn't give you a pass.
I'm about to say
it doesn't give a pass to your ratchet.
That's
not
it.
A pass for ratchet behavior.
And I think it's
got to
be
I don't see anything that I want my daughters to emulate in this woman. I don't care about her personal business. Kudos to her surviving. I've survived quite a bit of things myself. That gives me no license to run around out here in the world acting a fool. I'm just not a fan of hers. I don't see anything that I'd like my daughters to emulate in this person.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Around K. Michelle herself, I understand she has ratchet tendencies, which are kind of endearing to me as a teacher, because I see students like her every day from the hood, who have drive, passion, talent, who may not fit the typical box we would like them to be in, or what we would like to call black excellence based upon white excellence. But
who the fuck makes these boxes? But keep going, black dancer. I'm sorry, I'm revved up.
That's a whole other conversation. But could you give me specifics on, outside of her ratchetness or her what we call unculturedness around white behavior, or what we would like to deem acceptable? What about her personality would pull away from young girls? Because I would tell my girls, she has drive, she has passions. When she was blackballed in the business, she still made a way. She's even a survivor of women who, and we'll see it this season on Love & Hip Hop, unfortunately, but when she returns back to Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, she's going to have to confront Mimi and Rashida and everybody who called her a liar, but then never apologized once the evidence came out proving that she was a true domestic violence. And now Toya is divorced from the man K. Michelle had told her not to marry because he was a dog beating and cheating on her as well. So she still hasn't come back to apologize to K. Michelle for calling her a liar when she wasn't a liar. So that's what I'm a little confused.
You know what's my
Is that for
so for me, I quit watching it after the first season. That's what everything was about. Like,
I don't watch reality TV at all. At all. If she's a musician, give me music. All that other
that's
stuff
it.
Has nothing to do with the record. That's none of my business. If you're having problems,
and she make good music.
Deal with your business. Handle your business. By all means, be yourself. Do your thing. I just don't feel like most of the mess that's on TV is any of my business. None of that's my business. Be as vocal as you want to be, but I don't like the emulation of all this just gross behavior. They're just flagrant out here wild, crazy. What else are you doing? I don't see them going and volunteering anywhere. I don't see them picking up trash and nobody said. I see them down talking other black women, stunting, big titties, makeup, huge asses, and shade with the Instagram boutiques and things of that nature. I mean, yeah, it takes drive and things like that. Yeah, you got to get a dollar. That's fine. That's great. But all that stuff that happens outside of the studio is none of my black business.
I honestly miss the day when artists used to sing on the radio and just shut the fuck up, and I didn't know nothing about them. I really miss that.
I do, too. And actual live instruments.
Exactly.
Well, now, K. Michelle is one of the few who has a live band, but I agree. Okay. I feel you.
Well, let me say this. I don't feel shit. And the reason I don't feel shit is because not only do you all know me as a co-host, you guys know me personally and have known me for years. K. Michelle has a degree from FAMU, Florida A&M University. K. Michelle is a pledged Delta. And I know, Rev, you have crossed. Not as a Delta, but you have crossed. This bitch ain't get that because she ratchet. Second of all, when you call somebody ratchet, that then means that you are holding them to the standards of respectability politics. And we sit on this motherfucking show consistently, and yes, I'm going in. I am tapping my inner K. Michelle, because this is why black girl magic is dangerous. Because we want to dilute the magic. We want to contain the magic. We want to make the magic look appropriate for those who don't understand.
What is magical about sucking on faces and sex tapes and scandal and ripping weave out? And beat
that
people's head in with bullhorns.
That was Mimi on the sex tape. That was not Michelle. There
I'm
are
just
no
saying,
K.
These are black girls, though. These are all black girls. K. Michelle's in the
and
same.
The show
it's
is
like
produced
the
by
grade.
A black girl, Mona Sachs.
Yeah, and she's
and the
Satan
real.
In the flesh. I don't.
Who gets paid off the exploitation of all of these
of black
all of these
people,
quote unquote,
all black people on there. They all them black people on there. She ain't took them to not nail homeless shelter to pass out not nail piece of corn. But I know all about penis, stroke size, stroke number, cum number, how many people been in a jacuzzi, who got what disease, and who got this weave, and how much this ass costs. I'm sorry. That's just not my ministry.
But this is why you have to continue to support places like Stand Omni Media, places where the shit is not diluted, where we own our own shit. You have to understand. Love and Hip Hop is on H1, which is owned by Viacom, which is the same company that owns MTV and Black Evil Television. So it's going to be a certain strength. VH1 went left when they stopped showing pop-up video and started showing Flavor of Love. We forget. They have completely diluted Flavor Flav's contribution to the revolution as a member of, shit, it just is him and Chuck B. You know what I'm saying?
He took a check for that.
And they invested in that. And not only that, but the people who allow themselves to be exploited by that check that they get that really probably ain't even worth nothing.
It is worth something.
Are complicit. Are complicit.
And we live in a capitalist
world. And diluting.
So
come out. So that means it's okay for black folks to have a price. Meaning
that's
that
what it sounds like.
On one hand, you want your legacy to be acknowledged. On one hand, you want your legacy to be acknowledged. But on another hand, you're going to allow yourself to be represented any kind of way. I think
just
that
anyway.
Is a mismatch in the values. At the end of the day, we got to be able to stand for something. Meaning that I'm going to turn down this check because I don't appreciate the way I'm being represented or my people are being represented. I don't appreciate the way we're going to uplift and glorify the parts of our culture that we probably need to be looking to repair in some ways, as opposed to making it seem like these things are something that our young kids should aspire to. You know, at some point or another, we got to take responsibility in the example of ourselves that's being put out here.
Yep.
And
the,
I feel like
being
more
planted.
And more that we allow that to be swept under the rug and say, oh, it's capitalism, or, oh, we got to eat. How much
is capitalism?
And how much are we worth then? That means we could be bought at any given time.
I think we need a song break because shit getting real. But before we get into this song break,
I was about to say something.
No!
Go ahead. It's the Black Dancer.
Go.
One thing that I just had this huge fight and discussion with somebody around black hiring. About respectability politics and the accountability for black people. Why are black people the only people to argue about TV and what's on TV and how we're represented on TV when it's TV? It's an entertainment quality. Too often we want to act as if these reality shows are real. It's TV. It's scripted. The producers do their job by creating situations to create turmoil to get people to watch. But you don't see white folks complaining about how they're depicted on Criminal Minds or how they're depicted on Law and Order or the Desperate Housewives. You don't hear them complaining because they understand it's TV. Sometimes
that's because the TV that they have for black people is reality shows.
It's
called reality, and the narrative of reality is going to imply to some people that it's reality. Because if you admit, just admit, people are not that smart in general. I mean, if you see something, you see a reality show, you see Survivor, you think that everything you see on Survivor is it. You don't realize there's 23 more hours during the day that you don't see and that they're telling them exactly what to do, and you think that's exactly what happened. You don't realize this thing's happened behind the scenes, and then when people come around and tell you this is what happened behind the scenes, everybody's shocked to think that they're lying and dismiss everything that they say, and that's just the truth. And so black people are represented so much in reality, so even Real Housewives of Potomac, I mean, they even managed to find women that fight on that show, and that's what they represent. I mean, with friendship, they say, oh, it's fiction, oh, this and that. I think the only thing where I saw white people acting really ratchet was probably Big Brother, and that was pretty mild.
No, you got Big Brothers, you have Beverly Hills Housewives, you have Dynasty.
The only thing that I've watched, I don't do a lot of reality show. I don't watch it very much at all, but it's very disheartening to me that when we are represented, you know, there's either one dude that's a drug dealer on Criminal Minds, or, you know, they have one guy who works with them, but for the most part...
No, he's off the show now.
Oh, God. You see, I don't watch Salty, but for the most part, our representation is through reality television. And so people are thinking that that's what it is.
That's our reality.
White people in general generalize us, and that's just how it's been.
I don't know. Maybe it's because my parents, I'm from Connecticut in the suburbs, but I went to college in Atlanta, and then my mission became, because I was born in the project, but my parents worked to get us out of the project. And we still go back to the project. That's my mission. And the reality TV is not that far from the reality of most of these people I know in the hood. So hence when a girl from the hood connect, you know, whether we want to
recognize. I'm from the hood, not
related
to none of it.
Yeah,
see, but you know what? One thing is, I went to Morehouse, I've met presidents and stuff, but one thing I will never do is take away the experience of people who still live in the hood, because most of my people still live in poverty in the hood. So when I go to D.C. to teach, I can't walk in with the mentality of black excellence that I understand, and that black excellence be from Spelman Morehouse mindset of Frederick Douglass and everybody, and looking at Booker T. Washington, and then not understand the complexities of them surviving, and that, okay, Michelle from the hood has showed them that they survive, and that she's still dealing with the hood mentality that she still has to still evolve and mature from. But what you see on TV is, like, NeNe Leakes is definitely, she's matured over the last 7 years. But when she first started, she was a booger hood, ratchet person. And that's truly who she was. Because that's the environment. That's what she knew. She didn't.
Right.
She was becoming more cultured. So, is that part of our Black Lives Ugly? Yes. Should we not put it on TV? I probably might be bending more, saying maybe we shouldn't put that dark reality and start to deal with our blackness and our culture more before we expect producers not to make millions off of our trials or whatever. I do agree with that. But I do know that the situations on TV when these girls are talking about dick size and they're talking about this sex partner and she got four baby daddies and she's trying to go get her stance and about to cut off her stance and she's trying to figure out how she's going to keep on her life, that relates to the absurdities we see on Love and Hip Hop on TV. That's why it's making millions, because they relate.
I'll take issue with it for kids. Like, that those shows and shows like that should probably be reserved for late night TV. These shows are on when my kids are getting ready to get ready for school the next day. I'm having to correct my minor child about things that she's garbage TV that she really holds to be true. She believes that. So I take no issue with grown folks watching trash. You grown. But I have to retrain and retest my children, because they believe that this is actual factual reality, and it is not.
It is
and
not.
That's
you don't have to
that's
go
not
through
entertainment.
Like
entertainment
like
job
that.
Is not from to parent your child.
Kids,
your child is to parent
kids,
your child.
That shit should be on late night TV. It should not be on when kids are up getting ready to go do their homework and all this other mess. They've moved
but
these messy shows to time slots that are doing
black women
family
on late night TV. We were
Listen,
brought here to
I'm
be
not a
sexualized.
Fan of TV at all in general. I'm just saying. We've been hoes and sex objects and Sarah Barton,
Yo,
honey. I have problems with
you
all
gotta,
that.
You
but I'm saying,
back,
with this reality mess and this.
Not the symptom. We keep wanting to blame
not,
the symptom. We got to look at the root cause.
I'm not
they brought
you.
Our black women
I'm,
over
I'm
here to fuck them.
Blame.
Period. They brought our
I mean,
black
that's
dudes
fine,
over
but that's
here.
Not why my kids, they were.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I don't need.
Show is important because they're thinking if I put it on PBS, everything is all good. No, you got to be able to differentiate. The reason why our dudes are trying to be a thug that directly comes from the slave master telling them they have the strongest buck. We gotta stop.
I don't think so in 2016.
We gotta stop
I think
being
it's because
like,
they don't
oh,
have no
shit.
Damn examples of what they're supposed to be. 2016
but
kids
the flip
ain't
side
never been slaves.
I'm about to say, but the flip side of that, Nate, you also got to look at the way slavery transformed itself. So we used to have blackface. Let's go back to the history of TV. And blackface was for the entertainment of white folk. Mm-hmm. And it hinged itself on the mockery and the degradation of black folk. And that's all that VH1 is still doing. They're exploiting the degradation and mocking everything that exists in our black reality.
But
and then
they're using us.
And they're using us because, again, we're complicit in this.
And
right,
because
it's sure. In the name of capitalism.
Where's the family?
So we're slaves to the dollar now.
We have to have our own shit. Because at the end of the day, all day long, Saying I'm Not Media has been working on trying to have a TV network. Saying I'm Not Media has been working on so much shit. Do you think Saying I'm Not Media has funders that's running? It may be a million people. I'll tell you this. Jada Pinkett spent all her time mad at the Oscars instead of saying, you know what, I'm going to finance and I'm going to partner up with Issa Rae and I'm going to finance Creative Color TV. You know what I'm saying? Or we hate Walmart so much, but ain't no black people got together and said, you know what, we're going to build a superstore that's affordable, that's owned by black people. If these white
no,
because
that complicity is what's being preached. Let them ride. Let them live. Don't
y'all
be
mad at Kay Michelle, but won't let her live at your house if this bitch get put out tomorrow. That's what makes
I don't do that. She can stay at my house, but she wouldn't
she
be
stay at my house
in front of
like
me and
me.
Stay in my crib.
About to
she
my
can
my
eat
two.
Out the fridge and all that. Just don't work in front of
my
too. I don't give a damn about none of that.
You feel me?
She can come to the crib. I ain't got no problem with her. I don't have a personal beef with this woman. I have a problem with the way the trash is put out. Yeah.
We got
the
when you get here, though.
The decorum.
Paid member of the Love & Hip Hop franchise. Chat and capitalist America keep you going. I am watching my hometown where ain't no white person want to walk down the street unless they was going to Capitol Hill. Slam, take over this motherfucker and make it a mini New York. And
well, black folks are busy watching reality TV and getting ass shot. They're getting it snatched from them because they focused on the wrong shit. Got on Jordan and you're not opening businesses. That's another problem. Turn the TV off.
Stop buying Jordan instead of buying a stock in it.
Yeah. Stop watching TV. Period. Don't pump that mess. I'm not a fan.
I'm more mad at the child in Jordan than the little girl who's looking up to K. Michelle. For real.
I'm mad at both of them equally, personally.
And
their mom.
That's it. We got to take some responsibilities. It's up to us
I mean,
to
you
do
know,
better.
It's
like, it's a young lady
right?
that came out with some what is that, washing powder, detergent, black-owned,
yes.
all-natural ingredients, all of that.
Yes.
Unfortunately,
yes.
you got to buy it online because it ain't in stores
yes.
yet. But black folks, we like convenience. And exactly. It takes a little bit more, but it can be done. It's just a matter of whether folk willing to make that sacrifice. And we got to take responsibility for that. We can't keep blaming the white man for everything. Because in 2016, we have an opportunity to change the game. The issue is that we're not using our collective resources to come together to be able to make a difference. We got some of the largest buying power in the world.
I mean, I really don't want to hear it because I've lived on several continents, most of the continents on this globe I've lived on. There are people coming from countries that don't speak the language, ain't taught the language, don't give a damn about the language. They come here, they start businesses, and they bring generations with them. We've been here. We've been here. What's the excuse? There is
okay.
There is
hello?
No excuse.
Hello? Who phone is? Hello?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes.
Wow, it sounds very, very interesting. Usually, I'm the only black person who sounds like you two. Oh,
because I'm a, I'm a registered independent, and so I was like,
yes.
Whoa. I was like, y'all about to make me, y'all about to make me real Bernie Sanders liberal today.
but no, I think what we need to work on is bridging the gap in our own community.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer that TV is TV and it doesn't raise my children. I'm the oldest of nine, and my mom and dad let us watch whatever on TV, but I bet you if you didn't bring your grades in the house, you would get punched in the chest. That's where we were raised differently. You know what I mean? My mom didn't graduate from high school. My father picked cotton in Mississippi, and they moved to Connecticut to do better for their kids. And my grandmother had my mom at 16. My mom had me at 17. So you know what I mean? Like, we broke the cycle. But it was because of accountability.
Exactly.
Someone decided to break the cycle. However, it goes back to those of us who are able to break the cycle going back to help them break the cycle. Too often, once we get off and do better, we don't go back. Or we begin to expect people to make the same sacrifices we make because...
Oh, man.
Because what? Shit.
Man.
That's what happens when you have cricket.
Did
Yo, you know what? It's 8:55. The children got two conversations, and we are going to be having this conversation again next week. So bring a damn
friend.
Yeah,
we need to continue.
Black girl magic is dangerous. This thing got real around these parts. We yelling and carrying on. We don't yell at each other, y'all.
There's nothing wrong with a little discussion.
It's cool. We're going to roll out with this final song, all right? Because we cannot give love to all these folk. We wouldn't be hollering and screaming if she was not a bad mama jamma. Carlton, school these motherfuckers. Episode of the Black Male Show. Y'all got me fussing and angry. I got to have private time with Rev so I can still get in heaven because I barely got a ticket as it is. I'm on the waiting list. Y'all.
Well, put in a bid for me.
Next Wednesday. Same time, get your message. We love you.
Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
come here.